snap. The kick is in the air, and the kick this time is no, sir, Ree. No, sir, Ree. Final score, Tennessee 20, Florida 17. Pandemonium reigns.
You're listening to the RTI Podcast, powered by WalkieTopInsider.com.
Welcome in to the Rocky Top Insider Podcast. I am Ben McKee, the managing editor of Rocky Top Insider. Along with me is Trey Wallace, our wonderful, wonderful do-it-all. He doesn't even have a title because he's just so great at doing anything and everything we need at RTI. Has been a great help over the first couple of weeks of hopping over and joining us here at RTI. Trey Wallace. Trey, how are you, buddy?
What's up, man? Hope you're well. Guess we're starting a wild week of football that will probably end the week with basketball. So we're all over the place.
That's right. It is March, as John Rothstein likes to tweet out every day, multiple times a day. We're obviously jumping on this podcast to talk about Dak Prescott's new deal, Isaiah Wilson being traded to the Dolphins. No, I'm kidding. Tennessee announced its new defensive coaching staff on Monday. Well, technically, they announced it on Thursday or Friday of last week, and it's been well reported which coaches are going to do what on Josh Heupel's defensive staff. We've known the hires of several guys for several weeks now, but Josh Heupel made his defensive assistants available to the media on Monday morning, and they were a joy to talk to, just as the offensive coaches were also a joy. We talked with Tim Banks, Tennessee's defensive coordinator, first. Josh Heupel did an introduction, and then Tim Banks stepped to the podium. Then it was who was after Tim Banks? What was it, Brian?
They went Tim Banks first, and then if I'm not mistaken, they went
Rodney Garner. Rodney Garner.
Yep.
And then Brian Jean Marie was in there with the Martinez. Everybody, Mike Eckler was in there, and he kind of stole the show
of the day.
They did. They did. And they had plenty to say. I was very impressed by each coach. Trey, when you got off the Zoom in the early afternoon, what was your kind of main impression that you got after hearing from each one of Tennessee's new defensive coaches?
You know, I felt like that they got a staff together that can work together. I felt like that the way that, and maybe, you know, maybe this is first time press conference type deals for these guys at Tennessee, but I felt like this was at least a staff that they had chain acknowledgement of each other, meaning one coach knows the other. One coach coached the other in college. One coach has ties, you know, like Willie Martinez and Rodney Garner in the SEC. And then what, Willie Martinez coaching Tim Banks in you know, back in the day. And then, you know, I found, you know, the relationship where Eckler even comes into this. And you've got, you know, Josh Heupel knowing Eckler and them working together at Oklahoma for that 1 year. I did, you know, I really thought they put together a nice staff defensively. And you needed the key guys. When I say key guys, you needed somebody like Rodney Garner, who is you're going to be your defensive line coach, but he's also going to be a recruiter in the Southeastern Conference. You needed somebody like Willie Martinez as well, who knows the conference. He talked about the players that, you know, he remembers recruiting today, you know, back in the day, a couple of years ago, that are on Tennessee's roster. So what I'm getting at is that you've got a mixture. You got a mixture of guys that have been out west, in the Midwest, up north. So I think it was a nice collection. And I think my main takeaway from this, Ben, is you're not just getting recruiters. You're getting guys that are going to be able to develop the talent And I don't feel that they're taking a risk by putting a coach at one position and not really knowing if he can coach that position, which is something Jeremy Pruitt did for the, you know, the previous 3 years, where he was just putting guys in positions who had never coached there before, and he was using for recruiting. So I thought Heupel did a really good job in the placement of his staff, and hat tip to Tim Banks for working to kind of put the rest of it together.
Yes, my takeaway was very similar to yours, Trey. Just genuine people. That was my takeaway. I truly believe that this coaching staff is compiled. I know we're talking defensive specific, but even with the offensive coaching staff, both sides of the ball, the entire staff as a whole, the on-the-field staff members, the behind-the-scenes people, the recruiting staff, Josh Heupel has constructed, put together a group of people to lead this football program that are truly genuine people. And that is what this program has been missing for so many years. Butch Jones had genuine assistant coaches in place, but those assistant coaches weren't able to be themselves because Butch Jones was such a micromanager. And
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, that's one of many ways I could put it. And Jeremy Pruitt falls into that same category. Jeremy Pruitt, also a micromanager. And Jeremy Pruitt had some good coaches on his staff as well in terms of genuine people. But he was a different type of micromanager. He was a bull in a china shop. He was an a-hole, to be quite frank. And that prevented people from doing the job to their best ability. I don't think you're going to have that problem with Josh Heupel whatsoever. He is going to allow his guys to do their thing. And Josh Heupel himself is a good dude. And you have heard that from each coach we have spoken to. And I think it's legit. I think it's genuine because you hear the same things behind the scenes. And to be more specific with the defensive staff and how genuine they come across, all I've heard about Tim Banks is, we'll see how he does in charge of calling plays. He hasn't done that in a while, but he's a great dude. He cares about his players. That is what you hear behind the scenes. I have not heard a single bad word about him. Mike Eckler, obviously there were plenty of stories that we have shared here on RTI. You speaking with Titans linebacker Will Compton, shared a great story. I encourage you to go back and listen to that pod that Trey did with Will Compton if you haven't heard it yet. But Mike Eckler also shared some stories today that spoke to how genuine of a person he is and how much he cares about his players. Rodney Garner, I mean, he I don't know how you can't walk away from that thinking that he's genuine. The quote of
old school,
and that's what these players need. The quote of, I recruit these players and their families give me a young man and I want to turn them into a man, stood out to me above all else. I know he had the kind of one-liner of the three things in life that don't lie to you are the Bible, the mirror, and your tape. That was a great line as well. But the comment about families give me a young man, I want to turn him into a man, be a husband, a father. Rodney Garner has great intentions, and I love how he said that he wants to use this, or he views this as his ministry. I thought that was wonderful. So Rodney Garner has that genuine trait to him. I talked about it with Tim Banks, Mike Eckler, Brian Jean Marie. He was also very impressive in his comments along the same lines as the others. And then we know Willie Martinez is a genuine dude because we've seen him be successful at Tennessee, and that was under Butch Jones. And so being under somebody who won't micromanage him, I think will be great for not only himself, but also Tennessee, and he'll flourish even more than he did in his first coaching stint. So that was kind of what I took away. It falls along the same lines as you, Trey. They all have prior relationships one way or another. And when you factor in the fact that they're all genuine people who care about people and know how to treat people, when you combine those two, I think that's going to lead to a great deal of success.
Well, it's also not an ego thing. I mean, let's be honest with each other here. Derek Ansley, Jeremy Pruitt. Just never felt like it meshed. I don't care if they worked together in the past, before, whatever. It never did, because one day you had Ansley coaching the secondary, the next you got Jeremy Pruitt butting it, and it never felt. So what did Willie Martinez and Coach Banks have to say today? They said, okay, Coach Banks says there's going to be some days, and I'm gonna help out in the secondary and work with one group. Some days I'll work with the next. What did Willie Martinez say? Okay, I expect this as the DB's coach. This is what, we're going to have at practice. Coach Banks is going to help me out. There are certain areas that he might, maybe know a little bit more about with the safeties compared to working with the DBs. You know what I mean? So you have guys that are working together, and it's all about the relationship. And the biggest thing too is ego. Like I said, you don't have to worry about that with these guys. With the previous staff, for the last 2.5 to 3 years, the problem with the previous staff on defense is they didn't get along. I mean, you had one or two guys, okay, they kind of meshed a little bit, but the main thing is they didn't get along, and you had people sticking their noses into other people's business and trying to run this and trying to run that. With this defensive staff, it felt like they're all kind of, and look, it's early, okay, we still got spring. But even, like, I took a Rodney Garner comment today, Ben, where he was talking about the defensive line, and he was talking about not coming in and having to give too much to this defensive line too early. So he would ask them, okay, well, what did you guys call this last year? What did you guys call this set? What did you guys call this bull rush? Let's change up the name. Let's figure out something simple like that where you're not confusing them. And I think that's very key. But also, Ben, that shows you how much of a veteran Rodney Garner is, where he can come in and do something very, very small like that, but it also is not going to overwhelm his group in that position.
I'm thrilled for Tennessee that they have Rodney Garner to coach the defensive line. I don't know that Josh Heupel, Tim Banks, excuse me, technically it was a Josh Heupel hire, because Rodney Garner was signed on the dotted line before Tim Banks was even announced. So I guess that was a Josh Heupel hire.
I'm sure Coach Banks said thank you, to be honest with you.
Yes, because you're thinking exactly what I'm about to say, and that's that for somebody like a Josh Heupel, who has no head coaching experience in the SEC, Rodney Garner is as good as you can do, not only at the defensive line position, but at any position across the board. I don't know that, and I'm thinking off the top of my head, I'm sure if I did some research, I might be able to find somebody that could compare, but I don't know that there's anybody in the SEC, an assistant coach in the SEC, that is more proven in terms of the talent that they have developed, that is more experienced than Rodney Garner at any position coaching in the SEC in terms of assistant coaches. Obviously, I don't know that you would be able to find a single assistant coach that has a better track record of developing players and has more experience in this conference. Somebody that is truly an SEC football assistant coach. I don't know that you could find anybody better than Rodney Garner. So that is a terrific hire along the defensive line for those obvious reasons. Trey, when you look at the defensive staff as a whole, now that we have a finality to what the staff is and will be,
right?
What, if you want to put a grade on it, go for it, but just kind of your overall thoughts on the defensive staff that Josh Heupel and Tim Banks put together.
I mean, I'd probably give it a B plus. You it's hard to hit those A's, but I give it a B plus. I mean, it's all about trying to see how this works, and really saying it's a B is because who you surrounded Tim Banks with. I think that's key to me. I mean, when you go get a linebacker coach from University of Michigan, Brian Jean Mary, you bring Willie Martinez in, you get Rodney Garner, you get somebody with experience like Coach Eckler, who's coached in the SEC for 6 years, I think it was. He was at LSU when they won a national championship. He's been at Georgia. He's been all around the country in all power five schools. So when you surround them with guys that know what to do, I think that's even better. And it puts you in a better position when it comes to developing the talent as well. And I just honestly, I think that now it's about how are they going to be able to install this defense. Coach Josh Heupel said it today. They pushed back spring practices a week to give the defense time to do some installs when it comes to what they're going to do out there on the first, you know, week or two of spring practice. So when you break it down and look at it and you look at the players at each position and then look at the coach, I think it's going to line up well. What's the defensive line need? Defensive line, excuse my language, they needed a kick in the ass from last year. They didn't get that. I think you saw the defensive line regress last season when they could have been a lot better. Bringing a Ronnie Garner, you know he's going to get the most out of them as you can. I think having Brian Jean Mary coaching the linebackers is going to be key, especially with the absence of Toa Toa and Crouch, potentially. I say that in quotations, potentially. I don't see him back. And then you look at the secondary, Ben, where you have talent back there. And that's the key thing for me. You've got raw, young talent. It's now, can they develop them even further? So in Eckler with special teams where, you know, even where he said, look, it's not going to be like starters out there on the special teams too. He wants his own guys, you know, to be able to try to make a difference. You know, not just because you're starting that linebacker means you're going to be on special teams. He's going to try to really break it out. And I think that's smart. So Ben, I mean, I think the staff has their work cut out for them. I think going up against this offense is going to be weird at times. They're going to have to, you know, Tennessee's offensive staff is going to have to put together scenarios where Tennessee's defense can run up kind of against a regular offense that you would see in the Southeastern Conference on every Saturday. So that part will be interesting, but I'll end at that point that I think that they got the right guys in the system and they did not go just for recruiting. I can't say that enough. Okay, my last point, where Tennessee screwed up last year, I look at how bad the inside linebacker play was last year from everybody not named Henry Toa Toa. And I put that on Jeremy Pruitt, putting a guy that really hasn't coached the position, but he had to give him that spot and give him the inside linebacker position spot, and they regressed, and they did it for recruiting. I think they went out and made some strong hires, Ben, and I like the way that he's going to be able to develop what Tennessee has left over.
Yeah, I don't think I have orange colored sunglasses on when I say this, Trey, but I've been stunned by the defensive staff that Josh Heupel has been able to bring in, quite honestly, just because we haven't seen Josh Heupel in the SEC as a head coach. His offense, I imagine, from a defensive coach's perspective, would present quite the tall challenge to work alongside. Right. You spoke about it just a moment ago. It does not put you in advantageous positions from a defensive standpoint. So when you factor in the fact that Josh Heupel, not an established head coach, the offense, not necessarily the offense that you want to be working with, I didn't know how well connected Josh Heupel would be to be able to go out and hire a really good defensive staff. And obviously we'll see how it plays out. Jeremy Pruitt put together not necessarily this last coaching staff, but Tracy Rocker, Chris Rupp, Kevin Shearer, Charles Kelly, yep, Derek Ansley. Those are guys with great resumes. So a staff full of resumes, good resumes, doesn't equal success. But again, we talked about it earlier. The difference is Jeremy Pruitt would micromanage, be a bull in a china shop, and would not allow his defensive staff to work properly, whereas you're not going to have that problem with Josh Heupel or Tim Banks. They're all going to be working in unison, and I truly believe that. So when you go down the list and look at the fact that Rodney Garner has been in the SEC for as long as he has and developed the talent that he has, and then you go to the linebackers and you see Mike Eckler and the linebackers that he's developed, and he's not even really coming in as someone you immediately think of coaching the linebackers. I mean, your first thought is, okay, that's Tennessee's special teams coordinator because of the job he has done in the past as a player on special teams and as a coach coaching special teams. He's kind of like the Lane Kiffin, the Josh Heupel of special teams. He's a special teams guru, so to speak. And you add in the fact that he has developed really talented linebackers over the course of his career. And then you go inside and you look at Brian Jean-Marie, and he's been with Charlie Strong for a decade and has been at Texas and Michigan and in the state of Florida, and will have great ties to recruiting on top of being another coach that has a track record of developing talent. And say what you will about Charlie Strong as a head coach, Charlie Strong has been a great defensive mind in college football for years now. And that is a good person to be associated with if you're Brian Jean-Marie. And we saw him branch out this past year and go to Michigan, and he had success with Michigan's linebackers as well over the last couple of seasons. So there's the entire front seven, but your defensive line coach, your linebackers coaches, and the special teams coordinator. And then you get to the secondary, and you have Willie Martinez, who has already been successful at Tennessee. When you look at Emmanuel Mosley and Rashawn Golden and Cam Sutton, and he's been successful elsewhere, you'll have him working in the secondary. And then also you have your defense coordinator, Tim Banks. We'll see how he does calling plays. But Tim Banks has a great track record of developing safeties. So I have truly been impressed, Trey, from top to bottom, the defensive coaches that Josh Heupel and Tim Banks have brought in. Because on paper, I don't see why Tennessee's defense will not be developed.
No, and I agree. I think if you look at the players returning, I think there's a lot of room for improvement. There's a lot of room for coaching to come in and be able to try to get more out of these guys than maybe what they got last year. And not saying that Jeremy Pruitt didn't get a lot out of his defense, because the players like Jeremy Pruitt, okay? But what I am saying is there were spots last year where Tennessee just kept regressing as the season went along. Secondary. Even at the corner position, inside linebacker position. I thought the defensive line, like I said, just did not live up to any kind of potential last season. Maybe we've got besides one or two players. Now you've got a group that's going to be able to come in and be able to take over these guys and teach them their own things. It's going to here's the way I look at it too. It's going to be like two separate training camps during spring practice. You're going to have your defense over here, and then you're going to have your offense. And Trey, that happens all the time. What are you talking about? No, what I'm getting at, they're not going to be going up against and trying to stop, you know, this Josh Heupel offense immediately. You know, there's going to be a lot of scout team work of what you're going to see, let's say, against Bowling Green or Pitt or something like that. So later on in the spring, you know, spring practices, you'll start to see that type of work, you know, against what Tennessee's putting out. And then they'll start working in that rotation, because it is going to be difficult. And that's why I think, Ben, you hit on it. I think it's very smart how they've kind of put this together, this staff too, because it is going to be unconventional on what they're going to have to do during practice in going up against a scrimmage where, let's face it, there might be, I'm thinking, 2 to 3 teams in the conference to kind of run an offense that Tennessee's going to run. I don't think there's a team in the conference that's going to run it with the speed that Tennessee's going to run. So that part will be interesting to see how they develop them going up against the offensive side of the ball over the spring, summer, and fall. But I go back to it. The coaching staff-wise, I think you put together the right staff that can work with each other. And also, you know, they're not going to have any problem sharing ideas. Not going to have any problems when it comes to recruiting. You know, you feel team chemistry, and that's what Josh Heupel has been preaching. That's what he's been doing since he got to Tennessee. He's trying to build up team chemistry. He told them, you know, they have to be able to trust me. You know, Coach Eckler talked about that today. The biggest thing that he wants at first, you know, they have to trust Coach Eckler. And I just think some of the things they said today, they hit the right button. Now it's time to buckle up. You got 2 weeks before spring practice. Get your installs done. Tennessee has some smart players on that field, and now you get to work. So overall, I thought it was a good day. I thought it was good hires for Tennessee. Now I'm interested to see how they can use the talent that they already have on defense, and including the younger players and the new players that are coming in, and see what they can do and try to flip the script. Because you know this, Ben, it's not just going to be like that where they can switch it. These guys have been taught a different defense for the last 2 to 3 years. Now it's time to learn something else, and it'll be interesting if they use the 4-3, 3-4. And like Coach Banks said today, it's all going to depend on the personnel that he's got, Ben.
My favorite thing that Pat Summitt ever said was, and I'm paraphrasing, so forgive me, but along the lines of, they don't care how much you know until they know that you love them. And it was cool to hear Mike Eckler voice a similar message. Absolutely. Real quick before we get out of here, I do want to hit some bullet points on some other comments that were made from the press conference. Josh Heupel was asked about Kevin Steele, who was obviously not retained. That became official on Friday. Josh Heupel boiled it down to, ultimately felt like this was the right collection of talent to lead this football program, and Josh Heupel wished Kevin Steele well. Did not dive deep into that. Josh Heupel, this stood out to me, Trey. He was asked about the buy-in from players. He said that the level of buy-in has been tremendous. They wanted accountability, and they're handling it. That stood out to me because there were some players that loved Jeremy Pruitt, but there were others who felt like Jeremy Pruitt only cared about them as the football player and not the person, yeah. And that there were different rules for different people. So that quote about the players wanting accountability stood out to me quite a bit. Tim Banks.
They talked about that in the leadership council as well. I mean, that's what the leadership council brought up to Danny White. So, no, I'm right there with you. These players want accountability, and that's what they're getting in these first 2 months. So right on with that one.
As they should. And just two or three more things, Trey, and butt in. Cut me off if you have a thought. I asked Tim Banks about kind of how he sees his role within the secondary, whether he'll be working with both the safeties and the corners, or if he'll pick one and Willie Martinez will get one. And Tim Banks says that he'll be working with both. He'll work with both the safeties and the corners. He'll work with the safeties, and if he's doing that, he has a ton of confidence in Willie Martinez to coach up the corners, and then vice versa. If Tim Banks is working with the corners, he has a ton of confidence in Willie Martinez to coach up the safeties. And the main goal within that is to present the same message to the players as Willie Martinez. He just wants Tim Banks and Willie Martinez to communicate the same message, use the same verbiage to both the safeties and the corners so that everybody is on the same page. He was also asked about, 3-4, 4-3, what's defense going to look like? And he pretty much sidestepped it, which is okay. He's less than a month into the job.
He doesn't know yet.
Exactly. He does not know the personnel, Trey. And he said that. He said that they're going to go through spring, determine what would be best based on personnel. And I would expect multiple fronts, which is the current aspect of football that we live in today, is just multiple fronts and not just having your heels dug into the ground on just one base defense. Just football is so multiple nowadays. And we'll get out of here on this note, Trey. Tim Banks says he does not have a timeline for Henry To'oto'o and Kavarish Crouch in regards to whether they'll play for Tennessee this year. Said they're not currently here, and that they're worried about who is currently here. And then inside linebackers coach Brian Jean-Marie said that he has had conversations with Henry To'oto'o and Kavarish Crouch, but because they are in the transfer portal, he's only focused on the guys who are here. Quote, those two are great players. We'll see what happens. The interesting thing to me was that Kavarish Crouch is not here. I knew that Henry To'oto'o was not here. I was not aware that Kavarish Crouch was not here.
Well, he was here, and I spoke right with some people this afternoon, just last Friday. He was working out with the team last week. He was a part of the Vol Leaders group. They had a big meeting inside the Anderson training facility. They all took one big team picture together. And this is a collective group of Tennessee athletes, you know, working together for bigger causes. But he was a part of that group. He was working out with a team. And then I spoke with somebody this afternoon who told me as of, you know, Monday, Kavarius Crouch is not working out with the football team, but that could change on March 9th, which is on Tuesday, or it could change on Wednesday. So the Crouch thing is kind of up in there. Here's what I'll say about that. Make up your damn mind, okay? Pretty much you 2 weeks left until spring practice starts. If you're not with your team right now, you're not going to be with your team. If I'm Henry Toa Toa, let's be real, real honest with each other here. This guy has missed all of winter workouts. They're about to start spring. They're installing a new defense. I don't see Henry Toa Toa back at Tennessee. The only one that was a thought that would go through spring would have been Crouch, and he was working out, like I said, with them last week. And the fact that Banks and Gene Mary were speaking kind of in past tense when it came to Crouch and him kind of not being around, something's changed in the last 3 days over there. And I'll be interested to see how further that goes along, because like I said, again, he could be back in the building tomorrow working out with the team and things change. So the ever ending saga when it comes to the portal, but I'd say one is definitely out until Toa. Maybe they can talk him into it, but I don't see the point now. And then Crouch is still kind of floating.
Just a really weird situation that Trey and I will continue to monitor. Weird to say the least. Trey and I will continue to monitor that situation here at Rocky Top Insider. Trey and I will also be back with you all later in the week, at least both Trey and I. Trey has been doing a great job of getting some awesome guests for the RTI podcast and putting together some terrific interviews, and he'll have some more of those this week. But Trey and I both will be back towards the end of the week, probably on Thursday, to put together a little SEC tournament preview. Tennessee is likely going to face Florida once again on Friday afternoon in Nashville. So Trey and I will be back on Thursday to preview that game, preview the SEC tournament as a whole. But in the meantime, Trey, how can people follow you and your work as we continue to break down the defensive staff as coaching media availability today?
Yeah, they can follow me at TreyWallace_ on Twitter, posting all of our stuff on Rocky Top Insider, on Facebook, Instagram, on Twitter, using all the platforms. I got a podcast coming out with Braden Gall. He's going to join us on Tuesday and Wednesday, and we'll break down Tennessee football, talk a little basketball, talk a little Tony V and baseball, and then a couple special guests coming up later in the week. So we look forward to it. I look forward to doing this with you again as we get ready to preview Tennessee basketball in Nashville, buddy.
I love it. You can follow me on Twitter at BenMcKee14. Be sure to follow Rocky Top Insider on all social media platforms. It's as simple as Rocky Top Insider, and you will be able to find us. For Trey Wallace, I'm Ben McKee. We'll catch you at the end of the week. And until then, we hope you all have a great week.